out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother.
13 years ago, I wonder when Flip Flitters.
The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check
you
it
ever
out
hear this
now.
Song?
Rockstar or Scam?
Look it back, you fucking
no,
pussy.
I don't think so. What it do, boo-boo? Right? What you told me to say.
Boo-boo.
Jesus. Honey do.
Honey
boo.
Honey
boo.
Honey
boo-boo?
What's
up with
that time?
Honey boo-boo?
Your sister died.
Oh, shit. Well, that happens.
Hell, that shit just makes me just fucking run in place.
Shake.
Okay.
Just shimmy.
Alright, it's over. Welcome back, you
Welcome
sons
back.
Of bitches.
What's up? If you didn't get hurt, you probably would have gotten hired.
Just letting everyone know, I'm number one in the bracket.
You're tied with me, by the way.
Okay.
Tied up.
Do we need to look at it?
It all comes down to, wait, who has more points possible?
He does.
He does? He has UNC winning the championship.
We already, doesn't everyone know who's going to win this, right?
Who do you guys think is going to win
it's
it?
UConn.
No.
UConn?
It's UConn. They're by far the best team.
They are. They were. It's.
It's a tournament. To
I don't think so.
Them.
I don't think so.
Oh, dude, they're gonna.
They might be the. I think they'll be the first team since Kentucky with Anthony Davis to be like a number one going into the tournament and win the tournament.
Dude,
actually,
I don't think
as it happens.
So dominant. You can't.
Yeah, I do.
And no
I believe that. I know. I think they're definitely. It's a year of the big man team. Who's gonna win?
They're just all around. All they're
plain and simple.
They brought everyone back from like last year.
Yeah,
they won last
year. Yeah, I know. I get that.
I forget who
I
was
hearing.
There was
like
some basketball guy who was like.
Tried to say that Iowa State was going to upset them.
Not even.
Oh
close.
Man, no.
And I'm like, dude. Iowa
what
State's
world
like,
do you live
if
in?
Illinois has the fucking hardest road with going through Iowa State and then UConn and then fucking UNC and then fucking whoever's in the title.
Yeah, you could be anyone. That's how it'd be. Houston, Purdue.
Yeah, but that's
you might have to go through Arizona too.
That
like,
side's
it is.
Trash,
I'm just saying, like,
bro.
Yeah, I think Purdue.
I think Houston's
trash.
Houston's, look,
Houston's trash.
They're good. They can score.
Houston's good.
They can score. They're athletic as fuck. And they play defense.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, new rule.
What the fuck is that? Trying to find my app. Where's the
look, I'll find it.
The NCAA tournament, I feel like it's just like, it's almost like to me, I mean, anyone could have a bad game, but like, those dudes don't look like they're going to. U of I is playing awesome, but I just can't see them just beating Iowa State, beating UConn.
I think they beat Iowa State.
I
but,
do too.
Yeah,
I do
they
too.
Do.
It's in a good game.
But the thing.
Because Iowa State's nasty.
The man. Thing, the only thing U of I can do to beat UConn is if they drive the ball to the hoop and get Klingon out of there. That's the only thing you can do against most of these big teams. But the problem is they
you're
can
fourth,
shoot threes.
You're first with 47 points, 28 points still remaining. You're tied for first, 47 points, but 120.
I'm pretty sure
remaining.
I haven't left the first place since like
right he's been up there pretty much
I've been
the whole
in
time.
First
and then
tied for first the
Nick
time.
Nick's tied with you guys too. Other Nick was
is that, is
47.
That score?
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, 47
so
points.
Awesome. I saw that
116, and then Justin Field sucks in fourth with 43 points. 120.
Yeah. John, big John.
Trailer Park Trash LC Mendez 50 43. Slick Rick 41 with 100 and me 40 with 124.
Yeah, I still have 13 teams that I picked to get into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, good for you, bro.
I think you do too. Ours is pretty close.
But
there's
Kansas,
a couple different
Kansas
down the road, yeah.
Kentucky for
sure. I knew it too. But like
I had Gonzaga, but I just Kentucky. I had them. I had until the year. I don't know.
I just was picking by game.
Mm-hmm.
See,
and I shouldn't have picked Kansas. I knew they were down. I just went by name. You know what I mean? Like I was like, yeah, they're blue blood. They'll win.
And I also wanted to do like a 10 seed 12 team to go on a run. So I just kind of picked one from each side because I'm like, one year there's always one that I'm like.
Me and Josh both had.
I think Illinois
Duquesne
is,
or whatever
is gonna do. That's the team. As long as nothing weird happens to them, they're the wild card.
Yeah.
Does Iowa State have a big man?
They're good. They've sold. But now they're like really,
really they're good. Defensive oriented.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, they're good defense. But I just don't know big men because that's what Illinois struggles against. Like when they play Purdue, like Zach Edey, they're like Shannon can't drive to the hoop thing.
And that's, unless and that's you the, get fouls, and they yeah. have to come up with that and say we're gonna just go down and make him if, make beat us.
Yeah, which is what teams have to make you do, like make him.
But Klingon's better than Edey.
So if I heard
Klingon from
UConn. Edey, he said, yeah. I'm coaching against him. I have a double team come from somewhere else every time. Yeah. So he's looking and wearing himself out.
Yeah.
And then he's not he
gets frustrated. Get frustrated. I'm like,
get,
so
let him get
frustrated, anxious.
Let him get in foul trouble. Let him get tired. And then he becomes less of a factor. Because he is huge.
He is.
He's huge. And he's a good rebounder.
He's a good college player. He's a good college player.
He's a great rebounder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Double machine.
He's great. He gets rebounds. And then he's really good with keeping the ball high and getting it right out. It's like right back out. And you're like, oh, okay, you get that part.
When he turns around, the ball's up here. And he's
And that's the thing that I think North Carolina's been running on is they've been bigger than everyone, wearing them out. They're Purdue's bigger too. Than everyone. They're wearing them out. UConn's big and fast. They're wearing them out. I don't think Arizona could have a tough time with Clemson. Clemson's playing hot.
Yeah. Clemson's long, too.
And they're weird.
Wings, their wings are long.
That dude, their fucking center that's like only 6'8", but he's got killer moves.
They were just buried that in the ACC dude? This year, so it was like you kind of think of like those, and then you're
you know,
like, oh, like,
you know
yeah,
who's
pretty
like
fucking
my
good.
Favorite dude is the center from fucking North Carolina State.
Oh, DJ Burns?
Yeah.
There's,
I told you guys too when they won that tournament.
The machine.
Like, watch out for
that dude's feet are phenomenal.
Oh, he's good. Sure
yeah. You know that he was. You know he was the number 3 overall recruit in his class. You know who was one? Who? Zion, John Morant too. He was 3rd.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're like, his class, like, you were in that? He's like, yeah, that's my class. And it's like, holy shit, dude. Like,
yeah,
by the way,
he didn't
get recruited. Like, he's just like, yeah, like, yeah, shout out to those dudes. He's like, yeah.
I played 1 year. Ja played, what, 2?
2, yeah.
But it makes sense for that dude to be good. He's very good down around.
Yeah,
he's left-handed.
His feet
he's got great. It's the same thing with
the
center.
Super smart, too. Like, you hear, like, I heard interviews, and he just is like, he's very humble, shy, but it's like, he knows his shit. Like, he's like, he owns vending machines.
I idolize Olajuwon, but I got the body of Zach Randolph.
Yeah.
I was like, you are built like Zach Randolph.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he is
awesome.
Zebo. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love Zebo.
He's a Grizzlies
they've
great.
They've got them, Clemson, Illinois, NC State, those three teams, you're like, damn, dude, like, you're hot. You guys are hot teams right now.
Yeah.
And the other teams are supposed to be in this position. UNC is supposed to be there.
I picked the hottest team. I picked Jay Madison, and they fucking...
UConn's supposed to be there.
Illinois is on the border of supposed to be there.
Yeah, they're just not as big.
But no, like, as a program, they're second tier.
Yeah,
like, NC State's, like, fourth. You know,
yeah, I agree.
Like... U of I, you're like, yeah, you're always going to be, like, top 25.
Yeah.
Well, those two guys might go to the pros, Damask and Shannon.
Oh,
like,
they're great.
Shannon, they're saying, like, a mid-first, maybe, like, and they're saying Damask late first, maybe second round.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, you don't realize how big Damask is. He's, like, 6'6", 240.
He said that...
he weighed in at 270 his freshman year.
So, the start of the year, they're kind of struggling to, like, get Damask kind of involved in the game. And he said that, who's the guy from... Nova, was it Jay Wright?
Jay Wright
retired and called him. He's like, hey, man, like, you're using him wrong. You should use him like this.
Yeah.
And told him, and he's like, oh, shit. Like, all right.
Yeah,
and ever since then.
Yeah, not a good in-game coach.
And he's
a good recruiter.
Yeah, yeah, so then, like, and then it showed it. He's like, oh, shit.
So red.
And he, he's like, he's a good hype guy. Yeah, he's
Creighton guy. That's where he got Creighton to where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Creighton was good a long time ago.
Yeah.
Been a good program. Yeah, so Creighton. Then, and, like, they brought that up, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's, you know, cool. Like, he's fucking good.
Forget the, like, Kyle Korver's older brother played at Creighton. It was awesome. Like, in 2001.
Yeah.
They were good, dude.
The Big East has always been...
They were in the fucking...
Oh, before, yeah.
Creighton might be the team, too,
Oh, yeah, they were there for a long time. Since, like, to, like, 2010 or something.
Grand
Corps
battled them.
Hell, yeah.
Creighton's got
to
get past Tennessee. Because Tennessee looked athletic as fuck.
Who?
Tennessee looked good.
Yeah.
They're athletic.
The point guard's
good.
And their big guy's good.
Who did they...
He's a fifth-year senior. He reminds me
beat Texas, but Texas was a decent team.
They beat up Illinois earlier in the year. I watched that.
Yeah.
That's the only college game I watched. Tennessee versus Illinois. I just had them be clean.
They beat them.
Top two right now.
Yeah.
They're shooting the shit out of the ball right now.
But that's been...
But they lost.
They lost? Who did they lose?
Oh, yeah, they did lose to Creighton.
The Creighton.
Yeah.
That crazy game.
That dude I saw today.
That center from Oregon is fucking good.
3-point shooting teams are having a lot of trouble in this tournament.
Because
if you go cold and the other team has a dude they can just feed it to, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, UConn got pretty easy en route to a Final Four, Elite Eight. They got Stetson, Northwestern, and even if they, I mean, San Diego State. Auburn would have been a tougher test.
You never know.
You never know.
Yes, obviously you never know. But I just think still, I mean.
Auburn pissed me off wetting the bed. I knew they were going to.
Didn't I have San Diego State winning?
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I did.
And I won against my gut. You know when you're like. Man, San Diego State's always a good
one. The only one I lost
back. Oakland was a cool story too, seeing that. I mean, obviously when that guy he made his money, he got that NIL deal right away, like straight away from a TurboTax. He filmed it in the hotel lobby. Yeah.
They had it like the next day.
The next day it was on there. He's just like, yeah, I'm here just, you know, shooting or whatever. He said they saw an interview, he said that his buddies in the tunnel met him after that. They're like, hey dude, like you gotta capitalize on this. You can make some money now. He's like, really? He's like, all right, he's like, yeah, he said my two dumb buddies. I'm like, go ahead and make an email for me. I'll put it in the bio so people can email me. And all of a sudden, they were texting him like, hey, bro, go down here this time. Hey, go do this. Go do this. And they made him fucking decent money now. Like,
that's awesome.
They said, like, hey, Sporty's, like, he's only shot 6 2-point attempts the whole season.
Really?
7. Yeah, that Kolke.
Yeah.
He's only shot, strictly threes.
Like, he looks like a character from Seinfeld.
He does. He just fits that 90s young because he's like fucking bald.
He's got the big jaw.
So that was cool.
Yeah, but he played like shit in that last game.
He got too big. Yeah. He's good of a team.
He's a 3-point shooter. That's all he is. He's not their. He's not their star.
By the way, I found like Gregory's bin.
There's some balls.
Yeah, there's like 20 balls in there.
Marquette, NC State will be a good game.
Marquette's weird because like they score a lot of points, but they don't play any defense.
Yeah.
And it's a Shocker Smart team. Which is usually a defensive team.
Yeah, they're kind of been banged up all year.
I think they end up beating NC State.
I have them going to the Final Four and beating Houston too.
Marquette.
Damn.
Shaka Smart's due for one. He hasn't made. I think.
The Elite
Eight. Since he hasn't made it since VCU. That's what I'm saying. He's like
Didn't he go to Texas and UConn? Or just Texas?
No, from UCU. No, he went to Texas, and then he went. Did he go right there afterwards?
I thought he went to UConn, because that's where he coached underneath.
I don't think he coached UConn.
No, I don't think he was at UConn.
But he's been fired twice, I'm pretty sure.
I think,
I wonder how old he is.
If Shire has Duke come out playing the right way, they played good their last game.
They're a solid team.
Just a bad fucking picture of him right there.
If they come out and...
46 years old.
And play Houston with defense, it could get ugly. Because that's what they did against James Madison. And James Madison was in the top 25 all year.
They were like, 31 and
3? 31 and 3. They won like 20 straight. They won every single conference game by 20-plus points. That was my team to make a run.
And then they got Zabadi.
He only got
5. He was in at UConn? I don't know if he was
then. No, he was at Florida. I knew he was coached under one of the big college coaches. Yeah. And it was fucking our guy, Billy.
Donovan.
Yeah, I'm excited. We were talking earlier. He's like, you kind of wake up thinking about watching some games tonight, and there's no basketball.
Sucked. Yeah, I was kind of.
You didn't pay attention when you're doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
The opening weekend of the tournament is
it's
pretty
awesome.
Fucking awesome. This game's on all the time.
This weekend's going to be awesome.
I like this weekend.
Yeah. There's a lot of
good-ass games.
I won't get to watch
8 great games.
It's almost like. Someone brought up a good point. It's like, it's not too many Cinderella stories. Because it kind of sucks sometimes that, like, a team makes it, you're like, man, you're going to get stomped by fucking,
even
top 2
Duke
seed.
Gordon Hayward.
Butler.
Yeah.
We know Duke's going to win this game.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. That was a good Cinderella team.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a really good pro on that
team. Didn't St. Peter's, when they went to the Sweet 16, they got beat by Duke, 70-something to 47. And it was like a blowout. It's just like... It was a cool story when it happened, but
You got those teams like NC State.
That's a good one. Like that's they're actually
they're
good.
Power
Marquette,
five.
Yeah.
Power
you're like,
five
oh, okay,
five.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. Like these
Marquette's
are some teams that are
good.
But
Marquette's
it's
a
little
team,
different because there's some teams where you're like, okay, Clemson.
Clemson's weird.
Is that three biggest?
Football school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're like, okay.
Some of these teams are weird. Where it's like,
Alabama.
I don't see you being.
Alabama last year was really good.
Yeah. They have shooters.
Shooters.
Literally. There's really your underdog team is like NC State.
Yeah.
NC State for sure. Yeah.
Clemson, NC State. Who's another 11 team?
I think Clemson's probably, even though they're 60, I feel like they are the biggest kind of, because they have all, like, those three teams are tough.
Yeah.
if you play North Carolina or Alabama, I mean, Arizona's gonna be a tough game for them because Caleb Love, when he has, when he turns it on, he can't be good.
San Diego State's an underdog, but I think
That's gonna final, show what the fuck's gonna.
A championship rematch, right there.
Yeah,
they stomped him last year too.
I know.
But yeah, you can. That was a bad championship.
San Diego State had the championship game last
year. Yeah,
I didn't even know.
Yeah, that was Diego. Yeah, it was that. Yeah, that was it right there.
UConn won, but I didn't know San Diego.
Who did they play? They beat San Diego State. Played.
They made the final.
I can't remember. Right
now. Oh, it's way better
but,
this year.
It is a fucking good year.
I almost watch zero, like very minimal college basketball, like at all.
Yeah.
And every bracket I do, I'm always in like the top two or three. Because I just always pick the same team.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
I don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Duke's going to be there. They're going to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Oh, North Carolina? It's a good year? Okay, they'll probably make the Final Four.
Yeah, UConn, Kansas, UConn. Even though they lost this year. Like, there's just teams you pick where you're like, yeah, I know.
Battle-tested teams.
Older teams.
Houston, I like older teams. Green. I'm big on, like, especially the first two rounds.
Yeah.
That's the upset teams you look for. Those older teams, it's like, oh, they have five seniors? Yeah. They have four guards out there? That's weird. Oh, they just
great. Well, that was like at Kentucky. They're all saying.
Yeah, they're all freshmen underclassmen. Superstars.
Like Coach Keller, like, you've had. He hasn't won a champ. He hasn't won a title since Anthony Davis was on his team. So they're saying, like, in those 11 years, he's had like 18 first rounders or something, and, like, not to mention the second round. Yeah, like, that. I think Devin Booker was on that, was on a team that made the Final Four. Yeah, he was. Or was on a championship team? Or freshman maybe on that championship team.
Well, him and fucking, who's the kid?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No, the fucking shooter from, or the point guard for the Nuggets.
No, Murray?
Yeah, Murray.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, all those Kentucky guys, and it's like, he just, he haven't done shit. I guess they're kind of saying like,
he's. You think about the players who brought the NBA, though? John Wall, Derrick Rose.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A lot of Kentucky, like Kentucky Sports Radio, they were like, that's cool, but what's that do for us? Like, you know, like, that's, you know.
That's the one and done. That's the.
Yeah, that's like, what he specializes
right
in.
Right now, it's hard to be a one and done team with all these fifth-year seniors. It's hard. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, there's guys out like the Duke, or the North Carolina kid that scored 31 against Duke. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're playing a bunch of 18 or, to 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey, yeah. Malik Monk was good.
Malik Monk.
He's a good pro.
Yeah, so there's, I don't know, a lot of talent, not for nothing.
Oh, so you want to talk about Shohei before I go?
Oh yeah.
Transition with hard, but so did you guys see that I don't know if this is what's all accurate, what's not. But one of the things floating around is that Shohei's interpreter put a $1 million bet on a game that he pitched against the Braves the Braves would score over 6.5. And win by 2.5 or more. And Shohei was pitching that day and went 0-for-3 with 2 Ks and fucking gave up like 4 bombs. And I'm like, ooh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And they made that bet.
He bet against them or bet?
He bet against them and he made that bet in Shohei's hometown. Like, in Japan.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, the shit that's gonna come out is not gonna, like, that dude's a fall guy, obviously. But, like, dude, it's not gonna
come. Do you think he was betting on
game? Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you think Ohtani was betting on
game? Oh, fuck yeah. You think he was betting on?
If you, I don't know, have you guys ever dealt with a bookie ever?
I mean, I know. No, it is.
Like, just online, but I know,
The amount of credit of a legal bookie will give
you
is based off of what you make.
Yeah.
You're not giving
I've heard that.
A couple hundred grand.
Nah.
$4 million.
$3 million, yeah.
What is he? What is his credit?
Yeah.
So, who's backing that money?
Yeah.
I've heard like the only reason to allow someone is like if you're a baller or someone who has inside information. Like if you give someone that much of a credit line, it's because they're like inside trading and know some shit.
But like, dude, that dude's I think that dude's placing bets for Shohei because a lot of it was soccer and shit like that too. So like, Shohei's big soccer fan. And like,
but
Shohei's
thing, like,
personality, just like this, like he's fantastic baseball player. But dude, isn't it? Don't you think there's something weird that like you hide that you're married from the world? Like, and she's a fucking sports star.
Yeah, she's a basketball player, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like, there's no way a bookie gave this dude $4 million or more worth of credit, unless like, hey,
I wonder if it's a thing of, like, he told him, like, hey, Shohei was fucking, like, sick or some shit. Like, that's the only thing that can clear him is, like, if he was, like, hey, he's sick, he's going to play, like, shit tomorrow, I know it for sure. Or, like, something where he's, like, I know he's not going to play good tomorrow because X happened.
And then, like,
and even that, that's hard to believe, so, too.
In his bio says he graduated for, like, from, like, UC Irvine, and then, like, the UC Irvine kind of, like, good in the record he ever
won. Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're one of those guys. Yeah, you know, this whole thing's a wrap. But him and Shohei have been friends for years. Like, years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Before he was in the pros. Like, before he came over. So, like, they go way back. This is, like,
I thought they hired him, like, independently. I didn't know that.
No, was, Shohei
and Jim. Like, told him, like, hey, I had to skip
out. Yeah, like, his English is doing great.
Yeah.
So, like, for him to be an interpreter, it seems kind of sketchy. Like, and like, I heard other interpreters talk about it. Like, look, like, doing what we do open bank accounts and open credit cards for these guys. Like, we do everything. We do everything with them. Like, it's so much more than, like, Americans realize. It's like, that's your best friend.
Yeah, he's good. It's his only way of talking.
But, like, Shohei knows English.
So he doesn't need to have
it. Yeah, he doesn't even need one. It's just, like, his, like,
valid.
His buddy who he got a job for, like, pretty much.
Four languages.
Shit, it's crazy. Yeah. Damn, so Shohei was good.
Because he's Jap.
He's just like me.
Japanese and Iranian. That's why. No, that's Yu Darvish. Sorry, Yu Darvish is Iranian.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he looks good.
Yeah, so Shohei fucking up.
Yeah, but dude, are they really going to investigate it? The only thing
they won't. He's the biggest star in baseball. They can't.
Yeah, the only thing he has to worry about is the facts.
Yeah,
because they're getting involved.
Millions.
Yeah, it's not normal money.
If you wire over,
that ain't Calvin Ridley.
If you wire over 3 G's, they're checking.
Yeah,
but they said also, like, baseball is a sport, like, not like football, where, like, in football you can't bet any sports. Like, in baseball, they allow you to bet on other sports, like, other than baseball.
Yeah.
So, like, he could bet on soccer games and stuff if he wanted to, but it's the fact that he was doing it with an illegal bookie and wiring the money that's kind of like more trouble that he could get. Like, do you think that they suspend him, like, right before the opener? Like, is that, like, they're saying that too? Like,
what if there's can legal baseball? Trouble?
Yeah, if there's legal trouble, you kind of have to.
No, if there's legal trouble, like, his career could be over. Like, it's going to take a while to get there, but, like, this is the reality that I don't think people are really saying is, like, if the FBI does an investigation and he gets fucking caught, like, that could be how good, and I thought about this today, how good are you that you're one of the best hitters in all of baseball, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, and you're still, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're so good, you're bored.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
That's how I feel.
You gotta find some thrill because you're already, like...
I'm like, dude, there's a level of greatness
that's
there.
That's crazy.
To be like...
Or he's dumb.
You're one of the best two-way players.
You're the best two-way player of all time.
You don't think Babe Ruth? No. Different Babe times, but yeah.
Yeah, but, like, Babe Ruth was never that down the pitcher.
No.
The dude led the league in home runs and strikeouts in the season. That's unbelievable. To do one of those things is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, if Randy Johnson hit 47 home runs one year, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty...
It's wild. He's just... But...
He put it that way, Randy Johnson, I guess.
Yeah.
The funniest guy, too.
Think about, like, Randy Johnson led the league, him and Pedro every year.
Like, Roger...
But Barry Bonds was hitting 50 home runs. Still a crime that
dude. Shohei.
I did watch a Barry Bonds home run derby in Japan when they were over there in like 2001. He's in there with his like long sleeve coverall. Remember how he used to wear those big fucking pullovers?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Like, the warm ups? He's
hitting the fucking roof.
Yeah.
He's hitting where the building meets. And then, oh, Barry Bonds! They're going nuts, dude.
They're loving it, yeah. They're just like, holy shit, got denting the fuck out of this.
They were just like, oh! Even when he hit line drives, like, just. Drilling people in the crowd.
Dude, that would be like...
Dude's hitting the ball 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And he's just like this. He just goes...
Yeah.
Like,
smooth, yeah. His contact, yeah, like that, when you, like, how you put it, like, it was...
He said something so profound one time in an interview that, like, I heard way too late in life. He goes, everyone else is swinging at the ball. I'm just trying to play catch with the ball. I'm like, he's like, I'm trying to play catch with my bat. I'm like, fuck, dude. I mean, it's so simple.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Because, like, we're all, like, swinging, and this dude's just like... granted, he's 260.
Yeah. But still, but, like, to make contact, in a sense, like, that makes sense to try to play catch. Like, yeah, you're going to hit it if you think of it that point.
He's like,
that
you wouldn't reach. He's like, you wouldn't reach for it. You mean it. I was like, oh. Whoever drafts him is going to be really disappointed.
No. Well, Jim Harbaugh says that he's the best quarterback in this class.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh has to. Then why didn't he let him throw over 18?
Well, he should trade Justin Herbert and draft McCarthy. Like, someone said, like, just, hey, trade him to the Patriots, or trade him to the Patriots and draft JJ and then, you know, prove it.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, I think he's a great college quarterback. I really do. But, like, that dude gets you fired.
He could be good, but he needs to sit for a year. Like, he's not.
He's got to sit for 2 or 3 years to have a good quarterback. Because he's never really. He's
going to the Pats and taking it over.
I don't know why they would take him. Might as well just, I think if you're going to take JJ, you might as well trade back at that
point.
That's
more athletic than Mac Jones.
JJ McCarthy, dude.
I think Drake May's better than him.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know why you would take.
Because he didn't win.
Yeah, but it's not his fault he went to a fucking piece of shit school.
Hey, they're not
that, dude had like 19
points. People who aren't watching, people who aren't watching, he has all North Carolina on right now. Yeah, we gotta show us a video.
Why are you wearing green, dude?
Yeah, you're colorblind all the time.
Real team. America's team.
I saw another mock draft today that had Marvin Harrison Jr. falling ninth to the Bears. I was like,
dude.
I was like, hey. I jocked whoever said that, like, hey,
thanks.
Cool,
thanks
cool, but it's not going to happen. Like, I'm like,
I'm almost okay with them just going D-end and trading down.
Yeah,
because, like, once you got Keenan Allen.
Yeah, it changed everything.
It's almost like
last week.
Just pick up a receiver later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that too. But also, Stone brought up a good point that, like,
yeah,
the top 10 picks, this is what I was saying, top 10 picks are like like blue chip prospect, right? You're gonna get a blue chip, like, and essentially, if you're the Bears, you're thinking, yeah, I'm not gonna draft in the top 10 for, you know,
10 years.
Hopefully, you know, like you're hoping, like, hopefully we don't have to, hopefully we don't have to drop down the threshold anymore, and we're drafting in the 20s constantly playoffs. So they're like, this could be your last chance to get like,
someone
that good. So like, if Dallas Turner falls to you, you're like, well, fuck it, you know, like,
I don't think the Bears can draft Dallas Turner. I just don't think
someone like him, or, you know, or Verse, or he is. He's not. Yeah, he's more of a 3-4.
I get Verse, dude.
Fuck yeah, he's a real DN.
But I feel like Verse.
But even
you could trade back a bit.
You
for
could,
him.
Dude. There could be if JJ McCarthy goes 3 and just have a run on quarterbacks, and you got, you know,
yeah. What if Odunze is there?
Like, if you have all those guys there, like,
I can understand you drafting. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think Odunze is going to be as good as everyone else does. I don't. I think he's going to be a solid pro. I don't think he's going to be
I don't think
he moves well enough at the next level. I think he's going to be a good receiver. I don't think he's going to... I think he'll be that dude that gets you, like, 700 yards. Which is great. That's your number 3, but, like, is that a top 9 pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him.
Neighbors can fucking tear the doors off.
Did you hit it?
You know what I mean?
Neighbors is good. He gets open. That dude's...
Yeah, but
he's
like,
a really good receiver.
Neighbors isn't quite as fast as Tyreek. And he's a little bit bigger than Perry, but, like, he has that big play. Like,
no, I see him like a DJ Moore, where it's like you don't expect him to beat you, but it's like he's just going to be open and yards after catch is.
Yeah, his yards.
Where, that's what I'm saying. Like, where it's like that kind of like
this dude right here.
He's
6'1".
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
There's so many receivers. I mean, I understand the logic of someone's like you could get to take a blue chip guy if he's there, but honestly, like. I think you still trade back. I mean, there's no really... I like Verse a lot, but I think he could be available there at 13 or 12. Like, you just trade back a little bit and try to get
him
third.
What if you trade back and you get someone's second round or third round pick, the early third round pick, and you get... Would you be cool with Keon Coleman at, like, 40?
Oh, yeah. I like
I would be. Fuck yeah, I think he's going to be a stud. I think he'll
there
have
it is. Nine?
A better career of a Odunze. I think
he's
whoever gets Penix is in 2 years as a starter.
Yeah.
I don't know how good his career will be. It'll be like
be
Bridgewater type.
Yeah, I think.
That's what you're saying. I think that's who he gets compared to.
I totally agree with you.
I just think he's a solid player.
Yeah. And he's
throws a good ball. Yeah, he is a big guy.
Big motherfucker, dude. He throws a good ball. He's big. He knows how to run an offense.
Smart.
Yeah. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's really good.
I think he's the sleeper of the draft.
I do too. I think he's has the second best career out of any quarterback in the draft.
Really?
Yeah. I think that the problem with Drake May is Drake May turns the ball over
he's
a little bit. and I think he's going to go to a situation that doesn't...
It's yeah, it's not really good. Yeah.
You're fucked. And then I just don't see fucking McCarthy being any good in the NFL. Like, I just don't. And then, realistically, like, who else is there?
Neighbors?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is a sleeper, too. I think that dude's going to be like Chase Daniel, where he just has a great backup career. Like, where he plays for, like, 13 years, and he's like...
I also feel like if he goes to the Broncos, it wouldn't be bad, because he'd be with Sean Payton, and...
I think he's a solid quarterback. He's a smart quarterback, for
he
sure.
He is, like, he processes very well. Like, he had his pro day, and they asked him.
The only thing is, like, Oregon runs so much, like, run-and-shoot stuff that it does eliminate a lot of processing.
Yeah.
Where, like, Drake May runs a lot of pro-style stuff, where you have to process. So, yeah. Like, that's why, like, part of me is like, Drake May could be good, but he's going to go to a shit team. He's going to go to a bad team.
Be a shitload of quarterbacks picked.
But you know what scares me is if he ends up going, if Drake May ends up getting the Vikings trade to Drake May.
Because
I think that coach is
really Kevin O'Connell smart. Yeah.
I think he's a good coach. I could just see that being a problem. Like, oh, man. And then he's got
those guys, yeah.
Jordan Addison. Like,
no, well, yeah, that helps. Yeah. They do got those two first rounders. They're saying that they're loading up for Pearsall? Ricky Pearsall. He's good. He's a good second rounder.
Damn, Melissa is the fifth best receiver the other day. Look at that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Fifth is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that good. I saw
it's like, I almost, I kind of, and like how, like, I've been looking at the prospects and kind of breaking down. I've always been like, changing them by like, their play style. Like, he's a good slot shifty guy, but it's like, if some team needs a taller receiver, X receiver, then like, obviously, some teams are going to prioritize that. Like, AD Mitchell might obviously going to go higher than him because people are just going to be like, yeah, obviously, he's fast and he's tall. He doesn't drop the ball.
That's the thing, like, Keon Coleman's, like, the eighth or ninth receiver.
Yeah, he's...
Because he ran a slow 40. I'm like, dude, did anyone see that dude run the gauntlet?
Yeah.
40 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, and he's massive.
He's the biggest receiver in the class.
That dude's DK Metcalf.
Second biggest. His teammate's the biggest. Johnny Wilson, 6'7".
Yeah, he's tall, but he's lanky.
This age of chance for a tight end, a lot of teams are like, you're probably
gonna... Keon Coleman is built.
No, Keon Coleman's a fucking phenomenal.
He looks like a fucking... Just a... Like, when you see those dudes, like, I remember the first time I saw A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
At Titans game, I was like, god damn, dude.
Remember I drafted the Keon Coleman Emma Manning franchise? Mentioned a few
while ago.
Yeah,
it's gonna be wild. I remember...
All pro.
They drafted A.J. Brown, and they already had Derrick Henry. I'm like, what are they building there? Like, what the fuck is going on in Tennessee? He's going to be a good player.
He'll be good. Do you take him at 9 if he's there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Someone's saying the Broncos trade up to 9?
McCarthy? They don't have much to offer. Just be like a third rounder.
Their first and third?
Yeah.
Washington. Oh, trade with Broncos.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd take that and still get.
I mean, yeah, I feel like
at the 13, and
I feel like if you can get a
third round pick.
So, like, if you trade back in the first, obviously you probably go best. You think you would probably want an edge first, right? I think we're all in agreement. Like, edge is probably
like
priority. Because, like, you don't if you trade back, you don't need to get a receiver. Because, like, you can, but it's not like.
I look at it. It's weird how receiver has become such a like the last 3 years. Like, oh, yeah, draft a receiver.
Yeah.
Because before it was like, yeah, you can wait on a receiver.
Yeah.
But DN, like, the last 15 years, like, yeah, those dudes, you need those dudes.
Yeah.
You need quarterback, tackles, and DNs and corners. Those are the most, and then wide receivers. Those are the most important positions to draft.
I feel like there's no, like, high-end guy, like a Will Anderson, an Aiden Hutchinson. There's no guy where you're like, oh, this is going to be, there's none of that in this draft. But I feel like. He'll be 24 by the start of the year.
But he looks like.
But I'm saying there's no high end guy, but there's a lot of guys that are like,
well,
I think
so
solid
heavy,
pros.
Like, if you do come out and have the first defensive pick of the draft, you get your in your board's best defensive player.
Yeah.
So like you could have a star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're. I don't.
Some of the cornerbacks are going high too. They might some of these good cornerbacks might slip to the late first, and they're like, because they're the best suit, like Terrion Arnold,
Quinyon
Mitchell,
Kool-Aid going to the fucking Ravens in one mock.
Yeah,
Jesus. Like 2 months ago, he was predicted to be like the 10th pick in the draft.
Yeah, well, Terrion Arnold kind of is.
Yeah,
he's got on a better. He's more of like that. been getting a lot of comps to like Jalen Johnson, very similar 40 in kind of time. So I mean, good comp. But yeah, I mean.
Let me get back. So okay. Is your car in here?
Yeah.
I'll throw the
camera. Yeah.
I mean, Jared Verse would be great if you could trade back and get him. But I also wouldn't mind like
trade
another offensive line.
Another pick and get him, yeah. I think right
and
now.
And then the second rounder, like, if you can get Keon Coleman, I like him a lot, but it's like if you could be Keon Coleman or like a really good lineman in a sense, it's almost
yeah,
like,
I want
fuck,
a
dude.
Or
like,
a,
it's almost
a
like
lineman.
I would almost want the first two picks to be O line and D line. Like,
yeah.
I'd like, you know, take the lineman first and then
yeah.
If you can get a high end, like, it, like if you can get a good center. If someone's there, like a set, like
you're getting a good
Zach Frazier,
no matter what.
Yeah, like you have to get one. That kid from Georgia.
I think you're getting a center. No
there's
what.
A lot of good centers this draft. It's like you have a starter for the first couple weeks, so that's what you need. Because
you have a starter for the whole year.
Yeah, like, but Colin Shelman, I think Ryan Bates. Well, saying the Ryan Bates right now is the starter penciled in, even though Shelton was actually like a starter last year. Because I don't think Bates started last year. But I think you draft a guy. There's a couple couple of good centers that kid from Oregon, like he's good. I don't think you need to get him. But yeah, a lot of good ones overall. It's been it's next week to start the draft. So it'd be crazy.
I had something to say about wrestling when we were talking about it earlier.
And so Ryan Poles, I saw that he isn't worried about the amount of picks this year. It's only being 4 because it's been 25 over a 3-year span that he's had.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying.
It's 11 next year.
No matter what.
It's 11 next year. So it's like, what if you do trade back and only get one extra pick? But it's like, well, fuck it. We have 11 next year. It's
11
like,
picks next year? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They're saying it might be 12 if, like, because when someone gets hired from your staff, so like the Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham has been interviewed for the past 3 years for jobs. I think he hasn't really, like, they haven't hired him, but he's made it to the final, like, list of candidates. So they're saying, like, it's going to be soon that he'll get, if they do have a good year, he'll get picked up. I think Ryan Poles is kind of turning all out of heads, dude. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, shit, this guy's, you know?
Slick.
Because he's just, and you see his interviews, I don't know if you've seen anything that he said. Like, they've asked him the hard questions this weekend about Fields and about Caleb and everything. And he hasn't said, like, I'm saying Caleb, but he's like, yeah, Fields, like, it was a hard decision, man. Like, my son has his jersey hung in his room, and I had to tell him, but he's like, but the first thing I did was call Eberflus, and we called him together. He's like, and I'm like, damn, that's, you know, like, you commend him for being, like, you call the head coach over, hey, dude, this is what we're going to do, like, this is what they're offering, this is what the Steelers are offering, let's call this dude.
We're
going to
be fine.
And they told him, and they told, and then they called DJ Moore, they called Cole Kmet, and they called Jalen Johnson, I think. They told them, like, hey, this is what we're going to do for this decision. It's business. And, like, they said it sucked. And they voiced their opinions, and we heard them and stuff. And they said, you know, they said what they had to say. We told them what we had to say. And, yeah, he's like, but we want to do right by him. And I think a lot of people, that's good to show other guys. It's like, he's a former player, which already helps.
Yeah.
He's smart. And I think it's kind of like, and it's a solid thing you did for him. Like, fuck it. Like, I think it's like, if they would have traded him somewhere he didn't want to go, but they got the most value for him, it's like, man,
situation.
You kind of, like, if they would have traded him to him, I'm trying to think if, like, if you would have been a backup, for sure, like, to the San Fran, if San Fran offered you a third rounder, you're like, fuck it, we'll take it, like, go sit on the bench or whatever, or somewhere where, you know, or they would trade him to the Eagles. If the Eagles offered you a third rounder, and he's just going to be on the bench for the rest of his, you know, like, the Steelers, he has a chance to start where he's like, well, fuck, I can go there. Maybe, you know, I'll learn from Russ, maybe I can, you know, take over the spot.
Yeah.
So.
Good for
smart move. So I think,
I'm just glad we know.
Yeah, I think, you know, but saying that is saying, he said, he's about Caleb. He says that the main thing is, like, everyone he's talked to, they all, no one has not liked him or loved him. Like, he's, everyone, like, very great things to say about him.
Yeah.
From staff, coaches, and everything. So,
I hope it works.
Did you want to just saying, Jalen Johnson said he can't bring that Hollywood attitude. He'll still be a rookie in Chicago. So I like that fiery.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Like, Jalen Johnson versus Keenan Allen. In practice, like, Caleb going against the Bears secondary, the Bears defense, like, you're gonna be playing, you're gonna be practicing a top 5 defense, top 10 defense.
Yeah, seriously, legit.
Trying to tamper some tape. I think my Bears fan cap on. I think they could be top 5 defense
for sure. I think they're a top 5.
I think they're a top 10 defense for sure.
I
for
think
sure,
they're a
floor
top 5
floor
team,
is
bro.
Best. Yeah, I think the floor is top 10 defense for sure. I think they, I mean, it could be a top 5 team. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but.
have it. If you're gonna pull the trigger and really go Williams, you're gonna have to do something wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you got what you've lined up as receivers and people ready to play.
It's still this draft, like it's
options
crazy.
That we shouldn't be good. That you'd be the biggest bust in Chicago sports history with this team.
And bigger than Jay Williams?
That wasn't their team. Wasn't this good?
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this would be
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What did happen for 3 years? How do we lose every year and play like shit? Like we can't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
We're in a 3-year.
I wonder what the worst contract in Bears history is.
I know what it is.
I know what it is. Is the current one right now? Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that one for sure.
Playing,
is that for the year? Of course. Doing what he does best. So.
Let's see. It's going to be fun.
I like it, man. It's going to be, yeah. I don't have anything else.
No, it's just been basketball waiting for that.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think about the hip drop being banned?
I don't know. They'll find a way to make everything fine, just like they're doing with the kickoff.
That's the one I get.
Excitement back.
I feel like for the hip drop, I guess hard enough for a defender as it is. Like, it's an offensive game.
Yeah.
I get the statistics. I want to hear, I guess, because
but you can't
Kyle
say
Long,
it's an offensive game because scoring in the NFL is down.
Yeah. And it always balances out. I heard some defender today, forgot who it was. It was Lance Briggs. I heard him today say. He's just like, it is what it is. Like, they would bend when we couldn't fall on top of the quarterbacks. So like, back when, do you remember how he pretty much had to tuck him in the bed where we couldn't fall on top of him? And we adjusted. And the defense, you know, it like, and scoring dipped, like how you said.
Yeah,
scoring
exactly.
Dipped afterwards, after we adjusted to it. They changed this, you know, they changed whatever else they changed. It's always going to, like, scoring's going to go up, but it's going to go back down after we make adjustments. And it's like, yeah. And he's like, we'll find a way to tackle. Like, you don't do it on purpose. He's like, it's tougher defender. Like, yeah, it makes no sense because, like, you don't hurt the guy on purpose. It statistically hurts him a lot. He's like, I don't want to get to player safety and this and that, but he's just like, defenders will figure it out. Like, we had to adjust.
Yeah.
He's like, they always
Part
do.
The
I
game.
Just think it's kind of bullshit because, like, at the end of the day, you do know what you sign up for.
Yeah, but you got to keep people playing.
Yeah, you do, because it's your stars that are, you know, they're your. And as funny
and
as it is, these teams are assets to the teams. Like, hey, we're paying you this much money. Like, you're making us money.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with it. There's a lot of wacky.
It's tough. But how do you tackle someone from behind now?
You gotta go out at their legs.
That's what I said. You have to, like, scissor, like.
You gotta go at their legs, under their knees. And not twist them, but just cut their legs out. It's just gonna be the way it is. Like they said.
Or grab them onto one leg.
Yeah, they'll adjust.
Or something. That's gonna be tough. Imagine Derek.
Don't let them get past you.
I heard that too. Like, you're not supposed to let them get past you. I could almost see, and this is my, like, dumb brain. I can see more teams trying to switch to like a 4-man front.
Yeah.
Try to stuff it out and just trying to keep everything in front of you. Don't let them get past you. I think a 3-4 is more easy. It's more easy for someone to possibly get past you, you know, on the edge where it's like then you can catch up. Where I think now it's like just try to stuff the line. I mean, most teams run with three, they run like a nickel anyway.
Yeah.
Three, you know, so a 5 in the back. So, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
next week we'll get amped up for Mania.
The March Madness tournament will know who's the Final Four.
We'll do a full
Mania episode. Yeah.
Back to the roots.
Yeah. I want to do a draft breakdown. I want to
do
another one. I'll
we got a couple weeks.
I'll have
that.
To get. Yeah, that's what we got a lot of time.
The Mania
do
and the Final Four, Elite Eight, Final Four scenarios next week. Be good, and then get Johnny's ass out here for the
some wrestling
next week. Because you know
he's watching.
Days
with us. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see their pro day. I wanted to see him how he did.
How people do.
It's cool. There's a receiver, Western Kentucky, Malachi Corley. He's the guy where I'm like a good slot receiver.
Yeah.
Second round. He ran a. He didn't do the combine. I think he was hurt from the season. He ran a 4.41 40 and 27 reps on bench press.
Damn.
5.1. Yeah. 5'1"? 5'11". Sorry. 5'11". You're like, damn, what the fuck? 5'11". So, that just would be fucking beast, too. But, yeah, we'll get more into the draft stuff. I've been No, I keep it up. Beforehand, I have this. Obviously, this week the basketball, and now I watch the Bulls too. They're just
trash.
They're just bad. So I don't care about them. No, not at all. So, yeah. Well, anything else?
No.
The kickoff roll, we will like it. Thumbs up. Good. Everything's good.
It's good. Sports are in a good spot right now. Please look up.